Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, July 19th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. New Kazakhstan laws tighten restrictions on religious activity. Change is on the wind for Kenya, and compassion meets practical needs for inner city kids. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Kazakhstan, where new national security efforts are causing widespread concern among Christians. Kazakhstan's president has signed into law new restrictions on religious activity that interfere with human rights promises. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith details what they're analyzing.
It apparently restricts missionary activity to licensed missionaries only. And it also calls for any literature to undergo prior censorship. It imposes fines. And for foreign nationals who get caught doing any kind of missionary work that's unlicensed or unregistered, they can be deported.
The law is drawing fire from many human rights watchdog groups. For Griffith, though, it means that ministry will be affected in the immediate future.
It certainly is causing some concern for evangelical churches, but, you know, we're still trying to discover what the absolute ramifications are. We're in the process of trying to get a hold of evangelical church leaders now to get their perspective on this.
Meanwhile, Kenya is facing some changes with a new constitution in the works. Religious freedom has not typically been a problem there, although there are some concerns that modifications in a draft headed for referendum may affect choice. Even so, Evangelcube's Dana Crawford says Kenyans are choosing Christ by the hundreds.
We were in the Eldoret area. We helped with the national churches there. And we came alongside them and helped plant three new churches, and we saw 547 professions of faith.
Crawford says with so much activity, the need now is for discipleship. Evangelcube team stood ready to assist the local church there, too.
We start doing fellowship and Bible study and discipleship with those new believers right there that very day, and that'll work completely through the week while we're there. And then it'll be picked up on by the local pastors and the local churches and carried through the extent of 24 particular lessons that we help them get prepared for their people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The tsunami has left the radar for most major media outlets, but the suffering continues. MNN's Greg Yoder is headed to the region to investigate.
On December 26, 2004, the unthinkable happened. An earthquake off the coast of Indonesia sent shockwaves across Southeast Asia. The waves formed powerful tsunamis hitting 12 countries. The hardest hit, Indonesia, Thailand, Sri Lanka, and India, killing thousands. Well, this week I'll be traveling with Gospel for Asia to find out how the rebuilding's going. We also plan to find out how people are recovering and, even more importantly, how God has used this to grow His church. With increasing amounts of persecution against Christians in India, one would think that sharing Christ's love would be on the decline. But that's not what we're hearing. I'm going to find out. Listen this week and go to our website for regular updates. Reporting in transit, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Next, it's not on the wind, but it's close. The Indian capital city of New Delhi will soon hear the gospel via a new FM radio station slated for launch in October. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board works throughout the South Asia region, and they think the new FM station has a potential to reach many new listeners. They'll be broadcasting in Hindi, the trade language of northern India. So pray that the news station will be effectively sharing the gospel with the many people in and around Delhi. And a ministry in the U.S. is reaching out in compassion to inner-city kids. Through their Heart and Soul campaign, Here's Life InterCity is bringing smiles to kids' faces by giving them a new pair of shoes. The shoes are a powerful evangelism tool to the urban poor, and the love of Christ is changing lives through Here's Life's partnerships with local churches across the U.S. Here's Life hopes to provide more than 2,000 inner-city kids with new shoes this summer. If you'd like to help, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.